Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last episode, we learned about leading teamwork. Today, we will learn about problem-solving tips. Students, Furaha is busy running her restaurant. Let's find out how she is doing at the restaurant today.
But what is this? You mean I can't find my set of new silver spoons I just bought last week? Look. Jambere?
Yes, boss. I'm coming.
I mean, things just keep getting lost here. Every day. For what? What? Hurry up and come. You must tell me what is happening to all my things. Mutoni?
Yes, boss.
Mutoni? Look, Jambere, please tell me the simple truth. Do you hear me?
Yes, boss.
Mutoni!
What happened, boss?
Yes, Sister Furaha, I'm coming.
So you have been stealing from me in this place, Jambere. This morning, I can't find my set of new silver spoons. Last week, I lost my two big pots. And...
Yes, boss?
Jambere and Mutoni, where are all my things that keep disappearing from here?
Eh? What things, boss?
Students, let me ask you this question. What is Furaha's problem? Thank you, students. You might have said she is losing things at her business place, and she is worried that someone may have stolen from her. Let me ask you another question. If you were Furaha, how would you solve this problem? Thank you, students. There are different ways to answer this question. Let us listen and find out what Furaha would do.
Let's go inside, Mr. Otera. Happy to see you.
But that's not what we're talking about. I said, how is business? I know Furaha is always very happy to see Mr. Otera. Come. I can tell something is wrong, Furaha. What really is going on? Tell me.
Let's talk inside, Mr. Otera. Business is not going well, Mr. Otera. Things just keep disappearing from here, and I'm afraid that somebody might be stealing from me. Let's sit in this corner, Mr. Otera.
But this is a real problem you have here, Furaha.
Yes. But how can I solve this problem? It is worrying me every day.
Well, when we have a problem in work or in life, it is helpful to try some problem-solving tips.
I knew you could help, Mr. Otera.
The problem-solving tips go like this. First of all, ask yourself, what is the problem exactly?
Some things are being stolen from my restaurant.
Ah, is that really the problem? Do you really know they were stolen?
No. I think they were stolen.
Your things are only missing. And this is your problem.
Yes. My problem is that things are missing.
Now, here is the second step. Can you get more information about the problem from your employees?
Yes. I could ask them for some more information.
Good. You can also write down all of the things that you are missing. That is good information to have. Don't you think so?
Good idea. I think I have to do that right now. I will write everything down.
When you have this information, you can develop ideas for solving the problem. Choose one idea at a time, and if that idea doesn't work, try again. Just keep trying.
Mr. Utera, you make things sound so simple.
Years of experience, Furaha. Years of experience.
So let me ask you, Mr. Utera, how are things on the farm? Sometimes I miss the farm very much, you know.
Well, I miss you too sometimes, to be honest. Things are not bad. It's just that Tewuka and Silas got into a big fight the other day.
Fight? But why did they have to fight at workplace? That is bad. Who started it?
Oh no. I really didn't care who started that fight. In the end, I asked both of them to leave the farm.
Ah, you asked them to leave. But did you use the problem-solving tips to solve the fighting problem between Silas and Tewuka?
You're smart, Furaha. To be frank, I didn't use the problem-solving tips.
Well, maybe.
Yes. I think I have to think about it again. I will take your advice and call them in to find out more.
Students, let me ask you this question. What are the problem-solving tips that Mr. Butera has taught Furaha? Thank you, students. First, you must know the problem. Second, you get more information. Third, you develop ideas for solving the problem. Fourth, you choose an idea that will help solve the problem. And then you try again if the idea did not work. Students, these are 5 steps for problem solving. 1. What are some common problems that people have at work? 8 students, you might have said some common problems that people have at work are problems with fighting, poor communication, gender, stealing, mistrust, disrespect, and many others. 2. What are some ways that problems are solved at home and at work? 8. Thank you, students. You might have said, sometimes problems are solved by calling other people in for mediation or using some of the other forms of conflict resolution. You might have had other answers also. Let us bring our learning to real life. Interview a family member, peer or colleague about their experience with problem solving at work and at home. What steps did they use to solve the problems? Students, problem solving is important in the workplace. Remember Mr. Butera's tips the next time you have a problem to solve. As we saw today, Furaha had a problem with Jambere and Mutoni. While resolving it, she didn't use the problem-solving tips. This may cause conflicts. In the next episode, find out how we can use the 5 problem-resolving steps to help in conflict resolution. Thank you, students. Goodbye!
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.